A blocked artery may be visible on CT before any ischemic changes are manifest in the parenchyma. We know that if you do see a hyperdense artery, the finding is 95% specific for arterial obstruction. However, its presence is only 52% sensitive, which means that if you don't see a hyperdense artery, the artery still may be blocked, but by thrombus which is not hyperdense on CT. Using thin slice CT sections does improve detection of a hyperdense artery. In the IST3 trial, 716 out of 2,961 patients scanned, i.e. 24%, had a visible hyperdense artery on initial brain scan. It is important to understand that while seeing a hyperdense artery predicted poor outcome at 6 months, alteplase treatment did shrink hyperdense arteries, and there was no interaction between the presence or absence of a hyperdense artery at presentation and benefit from treatment at 6 months.